previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
I remember seeing Johnny Galecki on Madison Street probably in 2004. It was before the Nerd Show he's on now and after Roseanne. And people were just so rude. Complete strangers are like, loser! Like, Hell yeah, what are you doing now? Working at the gas station? And now the guy's on top of the world.
I got a beef with Johnny Galecki. I think I've mentioned it on the show. He broke my drum set.
Mm-hmm.
My electronic drums that were stored at a buddy's house. And so he went there after an after bar from Madison Street. This is probably 2-3 years ago. And he got a little drum happy because I guess he's a drummer.
He just did this 2 years ago?
And he destroyed the drum kit.
What?
He trashed it.
Did he like mic drop the sticks like I'm on top of the world?
Yeah, and things were beyond recognition.
I'm pretty sure it probably happened at about 5 o'clock.
Was he
morning.
Apologetic?
I mean, I wasn't there because I don't drum.
He had no idea whose drums they were.
He didn't know they were mine. If he knew they were mine, he wouldn't have done it. Because he knows I'm a radio star.
We're all radio stars on this program.
That's right.
Yo!
Welcome back to another week of fun and shenanigans. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy.
Greetings and salutations.
And the greatest man on earth.
That's me.
Clay.
That's
Clay
right.
Clay O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Video did not kill the radio star.
No,
I forgot all about the fact that we were talking about Galecki on the last program.
Baby Galecki.
It's Baby Galecki now.
Sure.
Is that your term for him these days?
If I ever see him.
Galecki's been cool to me, man. Yeah. I got no beefs with Galecki.
I know.
Next time I see him, though, I'm going to say, hey, Clay O'Brien.
The only other time I saw him before that was when I was dating one of his sister's good friends.
Yeah.
And I used to hang out at their house all the time, the Galecki house. And I saw him, he was in town, and he was driving a red Mustang, like convertible. It was like a 65 or something. It was awesome. And he stopped in the alley, and I crossed on my bike, I think. And he's like, hey, dude. And I'm like, hey. And I'm like, nice car.
Yeah.
He's like, thanks a lot, man. And I was like, wow, he's really nice. So
for the audience that has no idea what we're talking about.
I got
about.
No beef with Galecki, all right?
Johnny Galecki, actor Johnny Galecki, is from the Oak Park area, River Forest area, where we grew up.
Sure.
We've seen him. He's been a local celebrity our entire lives. But as I got older, I ran into him a couple times because his kid brother is a buddy.
Yeah.
But I like how everyone in town, like they all have it's got to be weird to be Johnny Galecki to come back.
Everyone has a story about you.
Yeah.
Whether you've met them or not. Or remember.
Everybody's like, he's a buddy of mine. My cousin's buddy, we went out cocktailing one night.
I'm sure he loves it, actually, because it's like, you know, it's real life.
Yeah.
It is kind of neat that he's like a hometown, like he still goes out and drinks in the hometown.
He's just like you and me.
Yeah.
That's right.
But he did, I could have broken your drum set.
You should have. Yeah.
This is me repenting. It's Lent right now. I've got to get Lord, please let me get on the Galecki good side.
You have your ashes.
You do have your ashes. It's Ash Wednesday, and it's also Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. We tape this show on Wednesdays. Happy Valentine's
Day. You have your red jacket on, and glad to see you're in the spirit.
This is my one of my only jackets. Yeah. So it's
that's my Valentine jacket.
Honey, you like my Valentine's?
Your ashes. You kind of make me feel bad. I didn't get mine today, unfortunately. But I am going
to. You're going to hell.
Honey, where's my red Valentine's?
I'm going to turn away from sin and move to the Lord, right? Isn't that what they say? It's
correct.
You should have done that years ago. You're way behind.
It's a struggle every day.
You can repent any day.
Yeah, that's the great thing about being Catholic. I want to talk about the ashes a little bit.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Where did you get these ashes?
Father Guy entering the arena.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Father Guy.
I'm here. Where did you get those?
I'm here.
The priest says that as he walks into church.
Tough guy priest.
I'm here. Where'd you get those?
Billy the tough guy priest. Where did you get those ashes?
Put those Sour Patch Kids away right now. Put them under the altar.
Where did I get my ashes? I went to St. Vincent Ferrer.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Got right off the train. Yeah, popped right in.
They're kind of fresh
looking. Wow, look at you.
So...
That's like a real, you know, adult thing to
and
do.
And I bet you the priest, I bet you whoever
you know
gave,
what it is? It's a guy who needs prayer.
That's,
it's
a guy
who, that's what you do. You go, Lord, yeah, help me get through this.
It's a guy feeling guilty. Yeah.
Make sure I have a good episode this week of the Hoolies Hoolie. It's the world
it's
is
I
depending
got
on it.
It's right. All I got.
Now, I'm noticing those ashes, usually what they do is sometimes they'll dip the finger in a little bit of oil and then get the ash in there so it gets a nice sticky crust on you, on your forehead.
Yes.
Patty requested
you already have the natural
sticky
oil
crust
of, right, on the forehead there.
Father, I will repent and turn away. Give me the sticky crust.
You ever think that way that sometimes a priest is like, when he's giving the ashes, he's like, oh, this guy, I heard his confession a few weeks ago. Just paints one out.
Do you still go to yeah, you still go to confession?
Why should you
absolutely
be why should you be ashamed to have your
no,
your
I'm
dark
not
ashes?
I'm not. No, I think it's wonderful.
When was the last time you went to confession? Don't lie.
Ooh.
Jesus is watching.
Yeah, I think I'm probably about a little.
About once a year.
I'm over a year out, unfortunately. I usually go around Divine Mercy Sunday, which is in May.
All right.
So yeah, I'm about a year out.
Catholic talk.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Catholic talk.
Hey, welcome back to Catholic talk.
Good crowd over at the.
You been to Mass lately?
Good crowd over at St. Vincent's.
Yeah, year. Great crowd, great people.
This next hour of Catholic Talk is brought to you by the Bible.
Right, yeah.
The Bible, yeah.
Well, I'm good.
That's a weird thing. The Bible. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, there's a Bible in this drawer.
My favorite Ash Wednesday story is of a, we've probably told it before, grammar school basketball coach of ours. Was down in the locker room. He was a bit of a heavy smoker.
He
figured out it was Ash Wednesday because he saw us all down in the locker room with our ashes. He was like, oh no, I don't have mine. Put his Marlboro out, got a couple ashes in his palm of his hand.
Yeah.
It already had the natural oils there.
Clammy hand.
Yeah, so he was able to get a little bit of a crust on there and paint it right on his forehead. I think we won about by 30 points that night.
We won 25 games that year.
More than that. I gotta look at the stats. I still have the stat book.
How many people today do you think cheated on their ashes
and put cigarette ash on their head?
Right, like, oh, I'm having dinner at Ma's house. I forgot to get ashes. Hold on, you know.
I don't know.
Does the ashes? Oh my God, he went to church, Anthony.
One guy
did.
You know, one guy did.
Yeah, I don't know what you would. What would you call a person like this? Yeah, he's not a
Catholic.
No, I mean,
a person like that? What kind of person does fake ashes on Ash Wednesday?
And then like tries to pose as it. Yeah, what would that? What would you call that person?
Lazy,
a liar,
a heathen.
He's not a heresy or what do they call those guys? A heretic.
A heresiist.
Oh, Catholic talk.
Maybe it's time
to religious education talk.
Maybe it's time for a bill reading something off the internet later about heresy, but I don't know. Well, we could get there or not.
Listen, let's keep it.
Well, we could always get there.
Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Did you get your women flowers?
Nah, we don't do that in my household.
Excuse me? You?
I got my girlfriend a gift. It was not flowers, though.
Okay, that's good. Did you get a gift or did you skip the whole thing?
We don't get. We just say I love you. Thanks. You're great.
I'm wearing my red titanium coat.
Yeah, I'm going to work. The chili was good.
Nice.
I love you.
Hey, that's all you need.
What about you? Would you
bought flowers at Walgreens at about midnight.
Last night or tonight?
Last night.
So they'd be nice on the table, fresh, ready to go when she got up and went to work this morning, right?
Yeah. But my kids were messing with them early, so it turned into a whole thing.
Did they get wilted or are they just?
Nah, they look nice.
Did you write a love note? From Clay.
Clay. No.
Clay.
No
the
writing.
Boys.
Yeah, nothing.
And Bevan.
Nothing. Just flowers.
Just flowers.
Yeah, that's all it. Right.
There you go.
And hamburger buns.
And hamburger buns?
Yeah.
Yeah, for perfect dinner later that night. Do you guys have sloppy joes or cheeseburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
Nice.
Yeah, whole house smells like Wendy's right now.
It happens.
Yeah, it's a good time.
My mom used to make cheeseburgers for dinner. We don't make cheeseburgers at my house anymore. I think we're going to get back into that.
You know what? I'm going to go on the record right now. Yeah. Cheeseburgers are delicious.
They are very good.
Yeah, they are.
Homemade cheeseburgers. We're talking about homemade cheeseburgers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I like on my homemade cheeseburger?
Like, I make the patties and everything. Not frozen patties.
Yeah.
I get the ground beef and I roll it in a ball and smash it in my hand.
You ever take a ball of cheese and put the beef around that? Is that that's a grill master
thing? No, that's a little too risky.
You know what I do like on my burger?
Oatmeal.
That could be an interesting trait.
It's been done.
I like an English muffin with butter on a cheeseburger with mayo, ketchup, mustard.
That's
and
your bun?
That's it.
That's insane.
Fire.
It is fire. I've had the English muffin burger on
the English muffin burger.
The English muffin burger?
You've had Billy's English muffin burger?
You boys have an Irish radio show and you're talking about English muffins?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Go back to talking about Catholic things.
Catholicism.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheeseburger on an English muffin.
You're right, Clay. Oatmeal is wonderful.
As a side dish. On anything. Your burger.
Yeah, without a doubt. McCann's Irish oatmeal, that
only,
is.
Only.
For sure.
It's the greatest oatmeal on earth. Show's presented by it.
Yep. Sure is.
We'll be back after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Wow. Yeah. Little Nelly doing a little Tesh samples.
Oh, yeah.
We talked a lot about that last week. With Bob Flood.
Probably the two greatest performers ever.
Bob Flood and Nelly?
No, Nelly and Tesh.
Oh, Nelly and Tesh, yeah. Flood was pretty fun last week.
Bob's a great guy.
Wonderful.
He is.
Flood Brothers are the best in the garbage business, by the way.
That's right. They're blowing up, as they say.
Hey, Flood Brothers is blowing up.
They are. They're getting out there. They're taking over.
They have a great social media presence.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
I visited it the other day.
Yeah.
You visited
it? I visited your social media presence the other day. I'm very impressed.
Sir, you have a lot of porn on your computer. That's social media presence, all right? Detective, that's normal.
Did you say social media presence?
Presence.
Oh.
All that porn on the computer, that's just social media presence. Don't worry about that. I was about to gift that away.
Well, they give that into the trash bin.
I was just going to gift that into the trash bin. Those are social media presents.
Yep.
Let me just delete those files.
Yeah, social media
present.
I'm sick of technology. I'm on your boat now.
You want to Clay wants with the, can we bring back Y2K just for a year?
I want to be back to like 19...
I want people like writing notes and like everything's written and like they're just like, you know, you got to get on a phone.
You know, Phil
wants to go to handwritten notes again. No, the whole world works on handwritten notes.
Let me write this out in longhand for you.
I want a phone on my kitchen wall. You know?
Yeah, I want a landline.
That's all I want. And with a long cord that I always got to tell my kids to stop playing with.
I just was watching the movie... my girlfriend hadn't seen it ever, and it was, you know, it was a snow day on Friday for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Pretty much all weekend.
Sure.
You know, we didn't go out
the
much.
The nation, the Midwest and the East Coast saw a big blizzard.
Yeah.
So it's
winter. It was a lot of movie watching. And,
Sure.
I was like, oh, you ever seen Michael Mann's Thief? It was shot in Chicago, you know, one of my favorites, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
listen, honey, do you like Jimmy Caan?
The scene, like suspense.
I love the scenes. You like Tangerine Dream?
And its steak was amazing. Like suspense films?
It was a very Tangerine Dream weekend because you like right on after that we turned it off and then like an hour later.
Did
Risky
you just
Business
say it was
out.
A very Tangerine Dream?
He did.
Weekend?
Yes, it was. He did say that. It was a very Tangerine Dream weekend.
Man,
all right.
That's a fun weekend if you're a Tangerine Dream fan.
This is turning into a complete... Is this a game? How many times can you...
Say the word Tangerine Dream?
Tangerine Dream!
No, but I loved how in that movie, like, Khan's always just, give me the phone! People are like tossing the landline at him. He's catching it.
He
goes into the bar and he's using the old one. You know.
Those are the days.
Right.
Those are gone.
We should make a movie that takes place in the 2000s, only everyone in the movie is using landlines.
There's
no cell phones. I don't, like, do you think people catch up on
Call
that?
Call the movie Landline.
Yeah. A friend of ours he's younger than us, but his buddies called him Landline because he didn't get a cell phone until he was like 25.
That's fantastic.
So they were like, what's up, Landline?
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, I miss it.
I do too. The Landline.
Boy, we just
That's when you had Star 69, Star 67.
You had all the stars.
Yeah, everything
like
worked
Hollywood.
Out.
Back when phones were on the walls, everything was with a star.
Yeah, you could block people.
That star was my connection to the world.
You weren't being...
Caller ID.
But you weren't staring at the thing all day. You wouldn't sit there and stare at that phone all day.
No.
That would be weird.
You'd be like, what's on Jerry Springer? What's on Jeopardy?
Right, you got
Springer,
instead.
Judge Judy.
You get the judges.
So you guys are looking... You guys would like to limit media, is what you're saying. Like, let's start just going back.
We need more productive activities
just,
in our life.
Sometimes it gets a little more, you know, like...
is what it sounds like. We got to fill our time with weightlifting.
North Korea doesn't have much technology available to
us. No, they do. Yeah. They have iPhones. They're just made, like, by the government.
How about this Winter Olympics?
They
you guys
do?
Been watching it?
Yeah.
You guys been watching the Winter Olympics?
I have. I've been very impressed, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen much of it at all.
You're not putting in the time, the effort.
What am I missing?
You're missing snowboarding and ice.
Sean White got, what, he's got two golds?
Snowboarding, ice, that music.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's all you remember from the Olympics. Like, you just hear that music. The Olympics!
I wonder if Joe Satriani could play that on his guitar.
I would presume that it's rather easy to get that going on guitar.
For Satriani?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Why it's like Mary had a little lamb for Satriani. He's that good. You know, he just...
You can do the NBA song and that at the same time.
Joe Satriani just entered the conversation.
Finally.
He jumped right in. He's
been
on Clay's brain all day.
Before we were on the break, Clay was showing me a video of Satriani. He's got Satriani dreams.
I got
Your head's full of Satriani dreams.
My head's full of Satriani
That boy
sweat.
Over there had Olympic dreams.
Happy
that other
Valentine's, baby.
Satriani.
I wish you nothing but Satriani dreams.
Satriani sweat.
Listen to this jam. Joe Satriani's a guitar player for anybody who doesn't know who he is. Yeah.
He's amazing.
All right, so why do you want to talk about Satriani? What was the impetus of that?
I forgot about Satriani, and then I was talking to a buddy of ours.
I forgot about Satriani again. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was talking to a buddy of ours about his old CD book that he had. And he used to keep it, like, pristine. Like, if one CD was out of order, he'd flip out on it. It was, like, the end of the world.
Yeah.
So I remember always seeing the CD book on the floor because I lived with him for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, first page was the Satriani Silver Surfer album.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked the cover artwork of it because it's, whatever. It looked
Surfer
like a comic
with the
book.
Alien, right?
Yeah, sure. And I'm like, why do you have this? And he said, because of this one song on it.
Right.
Called
Danny
always
Boy.
Always With You, Always With Me, or something like that. Danny Boy by Joe Satriani.
Right.
Yeah. Little off the cuff there for Joe. But maybe we'll play it later for the audience.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's got kind of a Valentine's
it's
Day
sweet.
Soft,
you know,
sweet
it's a sweet electric guitar instrumental ballad.
Yeah.
Say that again for me. How did that go?
It's a sweet electric guitar instrumental ballad. Right?
Yeah, right.
That's how the guy at Guitar Center sells you the guitar for $900. Like, check this out real quick. Plug me in.
Yeah.
Derek, I need to take a break. I got to show this guy something.
No, like on the 9 steps to a sales call, they're like, tell him it's a strong, sweet, instrumental love song.
Wait, Bill's writing the Guitar Center sales playbook right now.
It's already been written.
How does this go, Clay? Derek, you need a break? That's what I got. You were in it. Bill jumped on it.
Bill flattened it with his big feet. You know how he does that a lot?
We all do it.
By the way, I had a conversation the other day. My feet have shrunk. They have.
This is a better story than my Guitar Center.
To wear 12 cleats, sketch. Easy, 12 gym shoes,
Wait
everything.
A minute, you went cleats first. That means you still think you're
I
an
probably
athlete.
I was slowing myself down by wearing those 12s. I should have been wearing 11s.
You should wear
cleats. Remember how your cleats are supposed to be kind of tight?
Good thing you
on
figured it out 15 years after you've been in this sport.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
25 years.
Yeah. No, but my foot has shrunk. I'm like
just one?
No, both. I'm fitting into 11s, no problem. Just sliding right into them.
You're shrinking, Bill.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I don't know.
You're a little young to be shrinking.
You're a little young to be shrinking.
I'm a bit worried about
Hello,
you.
Hello, I'm Mick Jagger. You're a little young to be shrinking, darling.
Thanks.
He'd call Bill darling, wouldn't he?
Mick Jagger would call Bill darling? I think he'd...
As an insult.
He'd call us all darlings. As an insult. Hello, darlings. Coming into WSBC to do your silly show again about nothing.
Yeah.
Complete nonsense.
But nonsense and
rubbish.
Joe Satriani and guitar teachers and
bashing
Johnny Galecki.
My good friend Joe Satriani
right.
for no reason.
Right.
Clay, do you think the guy at Guitar Center who asked Derek for the break so he could show us how to play?
Joe Satriani could walk through this door and spit in my face and I'd have no clue who he is.
I wouldn't either.
You, Pat?
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't know what he I mean, I could meet
Has
a guy.
Has anyone ever seen him?
Can you identify Satriani in a lineup if you saw him? How big of a fan are you?
Can anyone?
Can anyone? Is can he anybody like the... here put Joe Satriani in a lineup? Anybody.
Can anyone put a face on this electric guitar I'm hearing?
I'd be the guy that, like, you know, he'd be in Johnny's or something, and one of your friends would be like, you ever meet Joe Satriani before? He'd be like, no.
What, a kid from EP?
And they'd be like, I'm the guy that did the album Surfing with the Alien. And, you know, in Chicago, he'd be like, get out of here. No one believe him.
No.
Right?
Everyone would think Joe Satriani went to Holy Cross.
Maybe he did. He graduated
from
they'd
be like,
Cross.
Yeah.
I know Joe Satriani. You played softball with him.
Of course I know him. He's in the Projectionist Union.
His sister Deborah
a
works
guy.
At Bona.
Yeah, his sister Deborah works at Bona. He's a good guy.
She's the window girl.
Right. I was getting my ashes. I saw him yesterday.
I was getting my ashes.
Right.
It sounded like you were going to say something else. Like you're getting beat up.
No.
You know?
No.
But you weren't. You were getting your ashes. I don't get ashes. Am I bad?
No.
What am I?
Just a lapsed Catholic.
Non-practicing. fully non-practicing Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll take it.
I'm a fully non-practicing Catholic. O'Brien for governor.
Yeah.
What was our slogan was
paid for by stupid?
No.
Oh, I forget it was good, though.
Yeah, it was good. I'm not running for anything. Don't worry about it. I can't. No. I realize I can't.
If so sick of politics.
So you've been pondering these thoughts. You're like, Satriani, run for office.
Well, my thought was to use one of Seattle Redding's song in my campaign commercial, but I realized I don't have the proper background check stuff.
That's kind of weird. I would ask, like, I wonder when you're kind of a powerful guy, like, and you're a millionaire, like J.B. Pritzker, Ron, or all these guys have, like, ridiculous money.
Right.
They're like, all right, we can afford the election. What song, what kind of song are we
Can we get Springsteen on the horn?
Right. What about MC Hammer? Can we do an MC Hammer song?
Can we? Is he still relevant?
Can't touch this.
Right. Our campaign song? Can't touch this.
That'd be nice.
MC Hammer.
JB.
Too Legit to Quit would be another one.
Too Legit to Quit.
Too Legit to Quit would be mine.
I'd like to see JB try and match moves with a hammer and the parachute pants on stage.
Sure.
That do could a little get dance ugly. Off. That'd get real ugly fast. There'd be broken ankles all over the place. There'd be 9 ambulances at that event.
At the event where J.B. Pritzker and MC Hammer dance?
Every move, Hammer goes first, and then Pritzker's got to match it.
I don't...
he gets pelted with water balloons if he does.
That's the most disturbing political rally I've heard of in a long time.
By Ice Cube. Right. Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, it would be sweet.
And Satriani plays over the whole event. Loud. You can't hear a thing.
Satriani is playing, yet MC Hammer is dancing against Pritzker on stage at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Can we just turn the whole gubernatorial race into one Showtime at the Apollo episode?
It'd be awesome.
Where they all just come out during amateur night?
You should just turn it into one event, and then you vote at the end for the best thing.
Okay.
Be like, well, wait, Pritzker was with Hammer, but this guy Bliss or whatever, he...
like, Chris Kennedy did a couple beer bongs. That was kind of impressive.
He was with the tightrope guy. What was his name? Walensky.
Flying Walenskys?
Yeah. Who are you going to vote for governor? You care about governor?
I don't even know yet.
Does it matter? Yeah, it does. Let me tell you.
Sure, it
matters a lot.
It's going to be... It's in Illinois right now, it's kind of the same thing. You know, I mean... I'd like to see Jeannie Ives kick Rauner's butt in the primary. And then I don't think that Pritzker's got so much money.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see a new face and, you know, I'm sick of Rauner.
Without a doubt.
A new voice.
I know that Kennedy, I think, was trending
down. Oh, Biden for governor.
A new voice. A new voice, literally.
That's what I see. See, those are the taglines I want to see. A new voice, literally. paid for by stupid.
Paid for by stupid.
The following commercial was paid for by stupid.
Depending on stupid to vote for me.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
O'Brien for governor. Depending on stupid. It's a great campaign slogan.
Yeah.
That's what they should say in the city of Chicago sometimes for some of these guys.
You would probably get pretty far with that for a little while.
Of course you could.
Depending on stupid.
Mr. Trump got real far with it.
There's lots of politicians that have.
It's a good shtick.
Trump could have been like, you're all morons, vote for me. You don't care. And they'd be like, all right, he's
don't
right.
care.
Hey,
yeah.
He makes a lot of good points.
He just became Southern again.
It happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
It happens on Valentine's Day every year.
Every year around Valentine's Day, the Southern man
I get so sweet,
out.
I just get like brown sugar in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, we're getting closer to, now that Valentine's Day is past us, the St. Patrick's Day shenanigans are getting ready.
Is that why you're wearing green?
No. I happen to really enjoy this
shirt. Got green arms.
He does.
Yeah. It's very comfortable. It's a green Under Armour
shirt. Let me feel that shirt. Ooh, that is nice. Feel that.
But yeah, it's getting ready to be, it's going to be Monkey Town in Chicago from probably about March 1st to the 17th, right?
Just people acting insane.
No, it's people
just
like right. literally crazy. Acting like monkeys, like in trees.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Like hanging from trees.
Right, it's like those, the idiots. Parades and things of that nature bring out the clowns.
I think there's 3 weekends of parades now.
I heard the after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Philly was just like torn to shreds.
Yeah, they destroyed their own city. That makes a lot of sense.
I
never understood that.
I don't, because people get carried away.
Like, they used to do that when the Bulls would win here. They'd be, like, flipping cars over, or, like, people who got to work at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, how come Dad flipped over the car last night? The Bulls won! Oh.
No, it's like, how come Dad was missed work today? Right. Someone flipped his car over last night.
Oh.
And a Bulls won.
Well, the Bulls won.
Mike Jordan, had the last shot and everything.
So the neighbors got
even,
a little.
They're Mickey, not even basketball fans.
Mickey Jordan.
Yeah, Nikki Jordan hit the last shot or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that really happened, though. Right. That happened to people.
Of course it happened to people.
They had to go to work.
Hey, how come the car's on fire? Oh, the Bulls won last night. Oh,
Steve Kerr hit the winning shot. It was awesome. Oh, okay. It was awesome.
Can you imagine telling that to an insurance claim adjuster? Yeah,
so the Bulls won.
I was sitting in my house, and somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through the window, and I discovered that the Bulls had won Game 7. And I walked outside, and people were cheering in such joy of the burning of my home.
Yeah, and they were rocking my car.
And they started rocking my car.
But the whole time, that song was playing.
And then they spray painted Bulls on my car.
On my forehead.
That's how I knew the Bulls had won.
Yeah.
I figured, what the hey?
Right.
I think that happens like a guy's laying in bed with his wife. He's like, I think someone's trying to kill us. And his wife's like,
those should be the insurance commercials. You know, like I was like, and the Eagles win it. You know, and you cut to a shot of people, of a guy like firing off, you know,
a flamethrower,
something, you know, like a missile launcher into like a guy's Honda Civic. And it explodes. And he's like, Eagles! You know, the guy runs out of his house and he's like, Eagles. He's like, just calls the insurance company. We've got insurance for that too.
Hey, just call. He calls Eagle Man.
Do you have championship liability insurance in your city? Do you have that? That's what happens.
That should be a thing.
Right. If your team wins, you should be prepared for the fact that if you live within about 2 miles of the stadium, there could be significant damage done to the exterior of your automobile and home.
If the White Sox win the World Series in the next few years, I'm flipping Bill's car.
It won't be worth anything by then, but she'll go right ahead.
I'll be doing you a huge favor. I light the whole thing on fire.
Then I can get a black Cadillac after that.
Ooh, what year? 90.
I don't know, man. It's on the radar.
Get a 90.
It's on the radar. Things on the radar. Black Cadillac.
I saw James Caan's Cadillac in the movie Thief, and I was like, ooh, man, is that pretty.
I want to spend $90 a week on gas.
Yeah, right?
I know. Mm-hmm. They're still pretty.
I'm sure there's a cassette player, and you can pop in some Satriani and get through
for
that.
For sure.
Maybe we should pop in some Satriani right now.
You want to play Satriani?
Do I have permission?
Sure.
Yeah, we can play Satriani. It's that time of winter, you know.
Plug it in, Pat.
Because Satriani has a time for winter?
Plug it in,
I think this
Daddy.
Is kind of fitting for people in Chicago because the Bulls stink. The Blackhawks stink.
I'll plug it in.
We got nothing going on, really.
What am I plugging into, sir?
Whatever you can.
Oh, you want me to get it?
Yeah. I got no access. Apple screwed me
with
this input
thing.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. He doesn't have the new
input. I'm sorry. The radio listening audience is getting so...
Listen,
antsy for this Satriani
jam. Can I give this a little intro?
Yeah, go ahead.
This song keeps you warm, okay? It's like soup.
Yeah, I mean, is it like soup?
Kinda.
Like potato soup?
Is that your favorite kind of soup, Bill?
I like the potato bacon, yeah.
All right, so now Google Satriani.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Always with me, always with you, it's called.
Always with me. Always with you.
What kind of a Valentine's Day?
It's 100% a Valentine's song.
Always with me, always with you.
That's what he had in mind when he wrote it.
This is the closing credit song for Bitcoin the movie.
Let's hear it. Enjoy.
It's Joe Satriani doing Always With Me, Always With You. We'll
Happy
be
Valentine's
back.
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Satriani.
Doesn't that make you just want to weep?
Always with me, always with you. Clay's jam.
That's for, picture me listening Valentine's to that, Day. Chopping carrots in my kitchen for my kids.
Right.
Making them listen to it.
Listen to this Satriani, little man.
Listen to this electric guitar, boys.
Right. Take that garbage out.
Yep. No, don't go outside without me.
Father, when I was very young, my dad exposed me to Joe Satriani.
Yeah.
Give me 10 Hail
Marys. I'm so thankful.
I'm so thankful. Yeah, you still got to do 10 Hail Marys for that one.
No!
That got bizarre. I'm running for governor. No.
That's depending on stupid.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That was.
Isn't that beautiful? I don't know what the hell that is.
What the heck? What in the Sam heck is going on in
Patty's
here?
Patty's got something going down here. Oh.
No.
All right. You did. Everyone calm down. It's okay.
Can everybody turn their phone off when we're doing this program?
Can everyone please turn their Satriani off?
Yeah. Guys, before you get into meeting from now on, no more Satriani before you get in here. We just can't get it organized enough around here. Everybody's got Satriani on the brain.
We lost $600,000 last week.
Guys, we lost 600 grand last week. Can we cool it with the Satriani stuff? Huddle up.
He is now banished from this office. Right.
Hey, you remember that PDF file we had on Satriani? Throw it in the trash.
Destroy
right
it.
Now. Destroy it. No evidence.
And if he ever walks in here, tell me what he looks like.
Right. What chapter are you guys on in your Russian sales manuals?
We need you to, get
is
over
there,
to Sochi.
Is there, what if there
Joe,
be...
amend it. Put in the Satriani chapter.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a
We're
Satriani
about to
chapter?
Write it.
The Satriani chapter.
Sounds Satriani like a pretty... files.
That's my new HBO show.
New detective show. About a missing guitar.
Right.
Bobby Satriani.
On the Music Network, channel 6432.
Oh, God bless America.
We always seem to write a show on here, don't
That's
we?
That's what we need to be saying more of that around here.
God bless America?
Right. I want all of you guys walking around saying, God bless America.
All you guitarists. All you instrumental guitarists out there.
All you instrumental Satriani type guitarists out there. Can we get a little more God Bless America out of you?
Can we get a little more patriotic, please?
Can we get a little more patriotic? A little more God Bless America out of your newest stuff?
Can you start playing, songs from the Civil War era? Revolutionary songs.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Like Yankee Doodle Dandy? He's doing a Yankee Doodle Dandy?
I bet you Satriani doesn't mean dandy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's on Walmart's commercial list next year. It's like that's the song that plays in the background. Satriani's Yankee Doodle Daddy.
I want my kids.
Yankee Doodle Daddy.
I'm putting
Daddy.
Satriani posters all over my kids' bedroom walls when I get home tonight.
This guy just became the show tonight. It's
Satriani's new album.
Started
Yankee
out with Catholic talk.
We Daddy. Had a little Johnny Galecki talk again. Some Catholic talk, some Lent talk. Now we're back.
Ash talk.
Satriani talk, that's all I can think about.
Well, yeah, once you get started on the guy, it's hard to get off it.
Man, it really is.
Like his music. So anyway, what else you got? What are we going to top with Satriani with? Something you ate?
Who are you going to top Satriani with? Something you ate this week? Come on, what kind of material you got here? A story for me?
What are you working on? Would you build something this week? Paint your living room?
Tell me about your week. You paint your living room? Doing something interesting?
I didn't.
No.
Yeah. I did.
Did you build something?
I painted a dining room, my dining room.
What color did you paint it?
Like a pale blue, like a sky blue kind of.
And what was...
got rid of the furniture. We sold the furniture.
Oh, okay.
And then we bought new furniture.
Flip this room experiment.
Yeah, put a new light fixture in.
Yep.
New sconces? New sconces? Friendly,
did you put the light
fixture in? New sconces?
You put the light fixture in?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that kind of work.
We had a guy do it. He's like a handyman. This guy's great. He can do anything. And
that's what everybody says. I got a guy. He can do everything.
He does.
He's crazy. He's great.
He's like an Edison Park guy and whatever. But he has this thing where he says the same thing. Like, you'll be like, all right, so then I need this done and this done. And he always says, okay, fine. But he says it real, like, aggressive.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to take off. I got to go to work. He's like, okay, fine. It's the only response he ever
says.
Like,
is this guy being sarcastic towards me? Or
you think he is, but then you're like, he does it kind of in a likable way, even though he's kind of forceful. Okay, fine.
Right. Has he ever, very bizarre. Has he ever said anything to you like, hey, I can't make it
Joe,
until
Joe, I'm not
going to
pay until this is done.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, that light fixture's a little crooked. Okay, fine. We'll fix it. Okay, fine. But he says it so much that you find yourself saying it back to him, and then I get worried that I'm going to say it, and he's going to think that I'm making fun of him, and now I'm fighting this guy in my kitchen because he thinks I'm mocking him.
Yeah.
Which I would never do because he's so handy.
To our listeners out there, if you want to just get tough once in your life, take on a handyman.
Hire a handyman and try and fight him.
Son, if you want to grow up and get some stones, be a tough kid, when you're about 16, find yourself a handyman. Go head to head with him.
Call him up. Get him up. Tell him you got something you got to get fixed.
Right.
And see if we'll punch you.
I want you to go out and fight a contractor.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Okay? The all handyman tournament, and we can have something going on in like Chicago.
Welcome to the Chicago Handyman Tournament.
Handyman Fighting Championship.
It's like a fighting challenge.
Welcome to the Handyman Fighting Championship.
There's no handyman skills involved at all.
No, it's just fighting.
It's pure fighting.
No, they have guys walking with like a hammer.
Guys are in overalls, like, I'll kill you.
He's like, I'll show you how to drywall. He throws a combo at a guy.
Paint all over them.
Love it. That's awesome. Handyman.
White steel-toed gym shoes.
The Handyman Fighting Championships. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. The All-American Handyman Fighting Championships.
The All-American Handyman Fighting Championships brought to you by True Value.
Ace.
Ace is the only place for tough handyman.
Yeah. Oh, man. The All-Handyman World Challenge. Now, the All-Handyman World Challenge, that would be interesting. Like
Like some guy from Denmark, like, I am handy. Right. Like I fixed handywood dropkick.
I fixed door battles.
Like a Mongolian handyman. It was like an Asian handyman. Oh, Mongolia would be in Asia, but...
Sure.
A Chinese handyman.
Swedish. I am Mr. Hot in Hockey. Swedish handyman. You're in big trouble.
Oh, man.
I lost my life fortune, honey, to a Swedish handyman.
I lost my two front teeth.
We got to move.
I lost my two front teeth to a Swedish handyman in this fight tournament.
Do me a favor. Before we move, just get all the Satriani stuff up in a pile for me. Put in a trunk.
See if you can get Satriani to play my funeral.
And after you burn down the house to get the insurance money, just tell everybody the Bulls won the championship.
Tell everybody that the Bulls won.
Yeah, just tell them they won a regular season game.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The World Handyman Fighting Championship.
That's, you know what, you're onto something there.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, there's probably a lot of guys.
I mean, this guy can fix a doorbell, an elevator.
Yeah, he could punch it.
He can lay train tracks, up drywall, and by the way, he's got a ghetto blaster kick that would kick you into
next week
North America.
I'm going to make a sign-up sheet tonight.
Yeah. I mean, you could have guys come into all kinds of neighborhood bars. You know that punchy machine they have in neighborhood bars where you just have everybody punch that?
Punch your way, yeah.
And, your way into the challenge.
Into the brackets.
Into the... Perfect.
Punch your way into the brackets at the punching machine. That's, yeah.
Punch your way into the
punch your way into fame.
Punch your way into heaven. The all handyman.
That's right. The slogan. Jamie. Punch your way into heaven.
Every season of American Handyman Fighting Challenge starts on Ash Wednesday. We all get our ashes.
Yeah. Two priests fight. It's the first fight.
We head over to McGuire's bar and we punch a machine. And we build out brackets, and the next day we almost kill each other to a bloody pulp.
We have over 600 fights over a 2-day period.
But the scenes, though, I mean, it'd be great. It'd be like
True Value has contributed.
Like corner,
tool belts.
Like the corner men for like the All Handyman Challenge.
It's like Bob Vila.
Yeah, no, they got cigarettes. They got half dogs.
Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Half dogs of booze.
Yep.
Cigarettes. You know,
like a bite of a beef sandwich.
They got razor blades for sure, because just like a boxing, they got to cut. Guys are going to get swollen.
Yeah, they caulk it.
They caulk it.
Caulk my cut. Don't have time. Caulk it.
I'm cut. Caulk it. I'm cut.
Nah, caulk it. I got to knock this guy
out.
Shut
up and caulk it. I got to get back in there. This is the handyman fighting challenge.
We're out of caulk. Spackle it then. Get the blade out. Spackle.
Splackle.
Oh, man. Well, I would definitely buy tickets.
I'd go. I would too.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I am going to do? I'm not going to go to the Handyman Championships. I'm going to go to the Golden Gloves, though, this year and watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Which I suggest people do.
That's got to be. Is that coming up pretty
soon? If you're a fan of live sports.
Do they still do that at St. Andrew's Gym?
They do.
There's a few different locations, actually.
Yeah, there are.
But it's in March, I want to say. Okay. March 8th or something. Yeah. But I encourage people to check it out.
Very nice.
There won't be any handyman fighting.
Oh, it's coming around the corner. It's March 8th. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's already late February, Pat.
I can't believe
it. No, this is just flipping by.
It's going to be Christmas soon. It is. I'm not kidding.
How are you? You having a good New Year? Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm serious, though.
I know.
Before you know it. Next thing you know, I'll be governor.
Governor Clay.
Putting up the tree down at the governor's mansion.
What did
with Alan Jackson having a
There's Alan Jackson. He just popped back into the ethos of the program.
I'm going to hire Alan Jackson to fight Satriani.
He said, you can't have a Satriani episode and not talk about Alan Jackson.
Absolutely not.
No way, no. Son.
Two greatest musicians ever.
Bruce Rauner's a big Alan Jackson fan.
Huge.
Right.
No, that's terrible music.
The one thing my wife and I disagree about is my love for Alan Jackson music.
He looks like he listens to, like, I just listen to fuzz on the radio, just static. I don't need music.
I don't know. He might be a collective soul kind of guy.
Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Rounder's my guy, too.
That's what he sings in the album.
Don't think about it.
You just
don't want
to turn your head now, baby. Just
is that Collective Soul that does that song?
Yeah, it might be. That's terrible that we're just.
Should we play that too?
We could play that, I guess.
Patty loves that tune.
Yeah, it's like don't think aloud.
Yeah, they played it 800 times.
Dumb something down.
1994.
Turn your head now, baby. Just
Yeah, we don't know the lyrics, though.
Yeah, we don't want to know the lyrics.
Yeah. Right?
Right, I'll tell you what, we got to. Maybe we'll take a commercial break right now and we'll think about
it. We'll ponder this, though.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, mom and dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hey, hey,
it's the best oatmeal in the world. We're back. Hoolies, hoolies. Lots of weird talk this episode, man.
Lots of real weird stuff going on during the commercials that people can't hear, you know?
That's what always happens.
It's getting
the gold
real.
Comes out during the break.
Yeah, the gold does. It drips.
That, brought to you by Clay for Governor.
That's
the gold
right.
Comes out. It drips.
Where the gold drips.
Where the gold drips. Paid for by stupid.
Paid for by stupid people.
I don't get it.
I don't either. You know, we're
Bill's my campaign manager.
And now a word from the campaign manager,
David
Bill.
David Hottenhockey.
I don't get it.
Campaign manager just says Bill.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And he pushes the podium over.
No, I just say, I don't get it. Oh, by the way, the All-American Handyman World Fighting Championship is this weekend.
Yeah, come see Governor O'Brien.
Check it out on the U at like 11 o'clock tonight.
The American Handyman Fighting Championship.
Come see
special guest Johnny Galecki.
Ring announcer Johnny Galecki.
He's Johnny Galecki's the ring announcer for the
handyman.
The handyman fighting challenge Olympics.
No, like the ring announcer for.
We talked about the Olympics too. Now it's just a handyman and meshing other topics we've talked about.
We gotta shorten the handyman fighting championships to just what I said. The handyman fighting championship.
Okay, the handyman that fighting championship. Who's the MC of the event? Glenn Danzig.
we're calling out the metal guys now.
Satriani, I don't even think Satriani has a voice box. He just talks through his guitar. So he's out.
Did you say he talks through his guitar?
Apparently.
In interviews, people were like, Joe, where'd you grow up? He goes, meow. That means Ohio in Satriani language.
He's got a translator.
Right. I have to say that.
He's got a guitar translator.
Over the past year, we've had some pretty good ideas about possible events. Dorkfest was one. And now we're on to the American Handyman Fighting Championships.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Is it the American or the North American Handyman?
North American. Canada can fight, too, if they want.
Sure.
You get a whole ESPN
Great
thing
White North has lots of cool, tough handyman.
Now you're dipping into Lumberjack County.
No, we can't mix up the Lumberjacks with the handyman. That would be
strong. Terrible.
That's insanity.
And there's axes involved.
There's too many axes and axe-wielding maniacs
Trump's
involved.
Trump's on the commission board?
Yeah. Of course he is. He invented it. Putin has one in Russia. It's the Soviet handyman fighting.
Putin makes handyman fight in his office. Like, you, fixing crown molding, fight this man.
That's interesting.
Fight this bear.
Yeah. Can I have more Secret Service agents fighting bears and things of that nature?
Winner gets a best dinner. winner, best dinner. I invented that talk.
Donald,
that talk.
In your country, you had a whole TV show about tool man championships. In my country, they fight in my office, and I offer the winner a best dinner.
The bear usually is eating the bass at the end of the day.
No, I didn't put that together at all.
Because I'm making handyman fight bear.
Mm.
Bear win, buried bass.
Buried bass. And then I play Collective Soul.
That's right.
That's
I play
right.
My favorite song ever, Shine, by Collective Soul.
Vladimir Putin's favorite song ever is Shine by Collective Soul. It's interesting.
How wonderful.
We should listen to it.
Yeah, we're going
we,
to
gonna have to, yeah.
Well, then I'm nearing the... Here it is. Ooh.
Jam.
This just came out in Russia like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, man, listen to him.
Voice of Angel.
This might be the second time we've had a Collective Soul
song.
Can I
get a little volume on this, please?
Oh, yeah.
I got to do the out of here.
Oh,
we're
dude?
Almost yeah. done.
Oh.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of silliness on this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at iTunes.
We're our friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to search for Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C, on iTunes to find the program. You can download it there, or you can visit us on our website at www.freecrack.com.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
Mm-hmm.
We tape that program live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. Then you can stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow.
Right.
Show starts at 6, sessions start at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be playing Shine by Collective Soul at the sessions,
no,
although you never know.
Yeah, no.
Because this is an Irish ballad.
This is Ireland written all over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should just end the show. And
we're ending it with Collective Soul, okay.
Just enjoy the Collective Soul. Have a good Lenten season.
We are a Collective Soul.
We didn't really talk about what we're giving up.
Repent.
Nothing.
I'm going to give up talking about Johnny Galecki. I'm going to give up talking about Satriani. I'm going to give up all the things.
I'm giving up bass.
I'm giving up bass. Bass dinners for Lent.
Okay.
I'm off bass next 40 days.
What'd you give up for Lent? Bass?
It's a weird thing to give up, isn't it? What'd you give up? I didn't give up fish. I just gave up bass.
Maybe
I got a big bass
I think
problem.
I'm going to give up Skittles for Sour Patch Kids. I'm just going to swap them out.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.